Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color. And what are you guys up to this evening? Hope everything is well. We see that winter is not letting up and still about to do its thing. But we can deal with that for a couple more weeks anyway. Just want to remind you, come visit the website at www.blacksummit.org. And we are going to Belize for the 24th Annual Summit event, July 31st to August 3rd, 2014. So that's where we're headed. Make sure that you get your plans together and be ready to go to Belize. Belize City, Belize is where we're going. So definitely want to check it out and get ready. Again, you can get the information at the www.blacksummit.org website. So let's do the declaration, and we'll get started with that. And we'll also take a look at the purpose and the Declaration of the International Black Summit. Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Date is March 23rd, 2014. Boy, time flies when you're having fun. Well, 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 well. Yes, indeed. So it's a somber day for me. My daughter turned 29 years old. Oh, my goodness. Cannot believe it. Still think of her as like a 3- or 4-year-old, 5-year-old. It's hard to imagine. Grown woman. Anyway. It is what it is. Just lets me know that I'm getting up there as well. It's all good in the neighborhood. The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. And while we're there, let's talk of the purpose of the International Black Youth Summit. We exist to facilitate the connection, self-expression, and empowerment of young people of African descent around the world. We are young people making our visions real in our community and exemplifying the principles of youth transformation, love, and possibility as a powerful approach to the universe. And you might as well do the purpose of the International Black Young Adult Summit, which we introduced in 2013. So 2013 was the first young adult summit, and their purpose is to provide an opportunity for participants ages 18 to 35, a space for reflection, communication, membership, and growth through vision creation and implementation. This conversation empowers young adults to powerfully transition to adulthood equipped for global success. Love that last part, for global success. of not just success, but for global success. So those are all three of the areas. So the youth summit is from 8 to 17. The adult summit is from 8. The adult summit is from 18 to infinity, and the young adult is from 18 to 35. So those are the three areas that you can be part of, and inside of the conversation of the declaration. And while we're there, let's discuss the question for 2013 to 2014. So this is the question that we actually engage in, and that is, what do my triggers reveal that provide me access to alignment with my authentic self? Am I aligned with my authentic self and with my vision? So, again, we're very big on vision, doing vision work, working on your vision, and being able to get some clarity around it. We had some women from Gold Rush Women's Convention, which was very powerful to listen and to hear what they had to say around the conversation of empowerment, and just very powerful to be engaged in that conversation and to really look and to see what we're up to. And we want to hear from you all out there. What are you guys up to? What are you guys working on? What are you guys looking to do? Looking to make happen as we traverse the continent, traverse the world inside of the International Black Summit. We've had some of the young folks that went over to actually was in Kenya, he was in South Africa, I think it might have been one other place in Africa, but he went around and taught people how to do here. So it's very empowering to see him. Zachary Morris, he was actually trained by one of the men, Oren Saunders, who has a shop here in New York, Natural Hair Care, and taught him some of the skills. And so so it's very interesting that he would then take his travels back to Chicago, and then he also went to work doing some things. So it was very good to see the work that is being done globally. So it's definitely a global conversation, and a conversation built for global success. So that's the piece that's important. Important for us to consider and look at and work with. So that's part of the conversation tonight. We wanted to talk a little bit about education and how that impacts the young people's lives, and the thing that we want to get real clear about is that one of the things that we're looking at, and the mayor de Blasio, our new mayor of New York City, is actually taking a look at a full day daycare. And what he's looking to do with that daycare is to be able to provide equal footing for the people who are able to send their kids to a private school and get that pre-K training, so that when they enter into school, they're able to already know a little math and a little the letters and a little comprehension. So they're taking some things, learning some things, and not just playing, but actually they're starting their education. And so what they found is that helps them to be better rounded, and of course they don't start out school being behind. So that's a very important impact in the education. And we've talked about this before, but the new Jim Crow, one of the things that is being done is that the prison spaces, how they predict the spaces for the prison population in the future is based on the second and third grade reading scores of Black and Latino children, young men. Let's be the Black and Latino male children. So let's be very, very clear about that. So in doing so, they're basically saying that that's who they're setting up the prisons for, because if they are below grade at the second grade, then they'll continue to be behind and will never catch up. And of course, we know the whole story is that if once you get in jail and get into the system, you now lose your rights. You have you're now don't get to have the kind of living conditions that you should have. You don't get to vote. And this was pretty surprising. I didn't realize that until this last election. But you are able to, after you served your time, you're able to vote. But once you're, once you committed a felony and you're still, you haven't fulfilled your obligation to the state. But once you've done your obligation, then you can certainly begin to vote again. So it's not that you lose it forever, but you lose it when you're able to get it back at some point in time, which we didn't realize that until this last voter registration. We got some clarity around that, which was quite interesting. But the other part about it is, so you lose your right to vote, your living conditions are subpar, and then the other thing that plagues the is, you're now, you can't get a job, and you are not able to live places, you're not able to get a job, and so the levels of discrimination, you can't get scholarship money to go get educated. So you have now given up a lot of your rights as an American citizen that you would have, that you would have normally. So by doing this and by becoming in the jail system, and, of course, we know that they are making lots and lots of money off of the incarceration. We incarcerate more people than probably the rest of the world. It's an outstanding number. It's a staggering number to think about that we've got the amount of people that we've got in the prisons. And, of course, who do we have in the prisons? Let's be clear. We have Black and Hispanic men are the majority, or about 80% of the people in jail. Might be a little higher, but it's just interesting because you think that what's the population of Blacks and Hispanic in this country, and maybe 30%. Combination of the two of them, I wouldn't imagine it would be much more than that. So, you know, when you think about it and you think about the privileges that are given up, that are no longer available, when you do get incarcerated, then it's, you know, it's a big number. And so that whole conversation of the new Jim Crow, well, you know, what did Jim Crow do? But Jim Crow made it difficult for blacks in the South to advance. And so the new Jim Crow takes, if you're incarcerated, doesn't have to be in the South. If you're incarcerated in the United States of America, you have you now have obstacles in terms of being able to get your education and to be quote-unquote equal. So I really want you to look at that and think about that as we look at what is it going to take to get our young people educated and what is it going to take to keep them educated, keep them in the systems that will support them and to nurture them and to have them be productive citizens. So, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, coming to you live and in color. And we are going to Belize, which is in Central America. So Belize City. And we're looking forward to that event. It's going to be happening July 31st to August 3rd, 2014. And if you would like some additional information, we have some information available at the www.blacksummit.org. So we've got some open lines. We've got some lines available. So if you'd like to call in, please do so. The number is 646-716-9827. Again, 646-716-9827. So please join us, and once you get there, press 1, and I can open up your mic and get you on the air. So feel free to call in. And discussion tonight, we're looking at the importance of education, education in this society, and we also want to honor Women's Month. We're still in Women's Month, and honoring the women in your lives. You know, I look back, and I look back at my aunt. I look back at my uncle, my grandmothers, who are both passed on. I had the privilege of knowing both of them, actually. Didn't spend a whole lot of time with my maternal grandmother, Violet Winters. She was a little gruff, but a lovely woman. She was a disciplinarian. I could get that. And then on my paternal side was Emily Hart. And so I'm actually interested in finding out, because I am actually from the Hart, I traced the Hart clan back to Ireland, and I was able to discover that there are two Hart families. I'm not sure which clan of Harts I'm from in Ireland, but of course, St. Paddy's Day, I had to put on a little green to celebrate my Irish roots. But that's something I will be working on. But anyway, you know, when we look at important matriarchs in our family, Emily Hart was I spent quite a bit of time with her from 1 to 5. I spent with her back in Guyana, which was British Guyana at the time. And so And so what I do remember is going around with her and my aunt, Aunt Joyce, who took care of me in that time frame, her and my Uncle Neville. And, I had an interesting childhood, because what I remember of it, I remember being outdoors, enjoying the outdoors, and, I remember chasing the chickens and, making sure that they wouldn't, we didn't have a chicken coop, but we had chickens that would run, and so they would run and hide their egg, because they know that you were trying to get it from them, or sometimes they would hold the egg. And I remember sometimes my aunt would have to run behind them and, shove a pepper up their butt to release the egg, because they would try and hold it later in the day. Women, again, just acknowledging the matriarchs in my family who have come before me, who have taken care of me. I was my Emily Hart's first grandchild, and Violet Winters, also first grandchild, because my mother was the only child, and so I was the first in a lot of things, and I'm sure I was spoiled. I'm sure that when I look at the matriarchs in the family, that contributed a lot to who I was and to how I was taken care of in the family, being the first grandchild, being the male grandchild, and for a lot of cases being the only male grandchild, because I had cousins and that were all female. So it was my sister and a couple other female cousins, and that was the only male, so the first and the male. So it was interesting. I'm sure it had a deep impact on my life and how I've grown up and how I have been assimilated into the world. And I came back to this country at 5 years old to be with my mother and my father. So it was, it's interesting because I've been traveling on the plane all my life. Kind of interesting. But anyway, that's a little off topic. I just wanted to acknowledge the matriarchs in my life and who they are and what they are for me and how they've formulated and changed and impacted my mind and my spirituality. I know that my paternal grandmother was I was very, very close to her. She was a midwife. Midwives were honored and a vital part of the medical institution. She would go to the houses to help birth the babies, and she had a very important job. And she and my dad and my aunt were very blessed. They had a good life, and they created a great life for me. So I really appreciate that. And grandmother was the one that was always looking out for me. It's just... I remember her, she was about 89 when she passed away. And up until that point in time, she was cooking and cleaning. And a very strong woman, very strong, very active. As I said, up until the last 6 months, she was cooking and cleaning. Not heavily, but I mean, she was still able to do all of those things. And that's what that's what you did. So it's my honor to be taking care of my mom and cooking for her and taking care of her on that level. So it's very important. So again, as we reflect on Women's Month, you know, we look at the things that we have done and can do in support of the elderly women in our lives. So very important stuff. Anyway, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. Comes to you live and in color. And wanted to, again, let you know that the website, www.blacksummit.org, is the site to go and find out, you know, the things that are happening, the things that we're doing, the things that are happening inside of the International Black Summit. It is also a social website. So it's an opportunity for you to go and to discover and to advertise and support yourself and your business around what you're up to. So you can let people know what you're up to, can communicate, and you can send messages back and forth and really look to support the evolution of your business and your entity and the socialization of your life. You know, it's interesting when I think about that and I think about the possibility of you know, some of the things that we actually were talking about. We had a meeting on Thursday, the Farmers Boulevard Community Development Corporation, and one of the things that we talked about was legacy wealth, about how important it is for creating wealth for our children's children. And, you know, it actually was a verse from the Bible, Proverbs, I believe it was 13:5, but don't quote me on that one. It talks about providing opportunities for our children's children, creating wealth for our children's children. Anyway, you know, when we look at that and we look at the how we can do that, it's important, again, let's go back to that and bring it back to the whole education conversation is how are we educating our young people? You know, what are we educating them with? Are we letting them know who their ancestors are and that their ancestors are not necessarily slaves, but before that, before they came over as slaves, who the ancestors were? So it's very important to include all of your history, not just a portion of it, but to lay it all back and look at the depth of knowledge and that came out of the African continent. You know, what was who broached and stimulated the Renaissance? You know, who were the people who influenced things in the Renaissance period? And you look back, and there's a lot of evidence that points to the Moors. And the Moors were of African descent and dark that were travel around modern-day Europe, Asia, to present ideas and technology. You know, a lot of the things that we do today, the whole structure of college came out of what the Moors did, you know, what the Moors were up to. So, I mean, you know, there's if you go back and look at the whole discovery of things, it's quite interesting. And if you don't know your history, then people can tell you what your history is instead of you doing the research and finding out for yourself. So that's really what what's important. And when we look at education, you know, part of what education is understanding and knowing for yourself, not being told by somebody else what the truth is. So, again, I think it's very important that you take a look at that and how important it is for us to build legacy for our children. And the only way that we can do that or know how to do that is by working together. You know, I always loved the Goose Story. And the Goose Story is about ducks flying in a V. And when you fly in a V, the reason why they do that is because the first duck takes the pressure, and everybody's every duck behind that lead duck takes less effort to fly because of updraft, because the first duck is taking all the edge out of the uplifting air. So, you know, so when you look at it, it's important that we all work together, that we're all working together, that we're all working towards the same goal and can support each other in doing so. It's very, very important to do that. And so the only way that you really are going to do that is by organizing yourself. You know, I love the fact that our current President Obama is considered a community organizer. How perfect. That's the perfect thing to be doing. And that's the perfect thing for us to be doing, is to be organizing our communities. Organize our communities in a way that will support our growth and development, will support our economic vitalization, will our economic sustained growth. You know, those are the things that are important to us. Those are the things that will make a difference for our children's children. And those are the things that are going to be critical as we move forward in creating an opportunity for ourselves and for our children moving forward. So, you know, I've been doing a lot of talking. Chat room, we've got some available lines, 646-716-9827. If you're already on the line, press 1, and I'll open up your mic. And I want to hear from you all. What are you guys up to? What do you guys see? What do you guys want to hear? And, you know, as I look at that and I look at the, you know, I'm just encouraged and engaged by the conversation that life is. And I love the fact that that we're able to do the things that we're able to do at Farmers Boulevard CDC. And also we're doing some work at Community Board 12 that's going to be impacting some lives. So we're working on this one project called investing in manufacturing in communities. And I'm very, very excited about the possibility that we may be able to create some momentum around bringing some jobs and manufacturing to South Queens. You know, so it's very, 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 very exciting. And so I'm happy about it, and I'm happy to be part of that conversation and certainly part of the team that is mobilizing and utilizing that information to formulate an action plan that's going to get some things happening around the city, around Jamaica, Queens. So, I'm very grateful that I'm able to do that work, to be able to have the ability to do that work, have the wherewithal to plan it out and to execute it. So it's quite an important project for me, and I'm excited at the groundwork that I've made, and still got somewhere to go, but still have a piece of it. So I'm encouraged, excited, and motivated. Definitely very, very motivated. So I just wanted to say that as we round up the corner. Because now I know Henrietta is traveling, so I'm not sure if she's going to make it in on the call. But we've got about another 20 minutes. So just wanted to say that if we do still have a couple lines open. So if you're in the chat room and like to get in on this conversation, 646-716-9827. Okay, so I just wanted to let you know. And then again, let me give you another shout-out. This is the National Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we're available. Information is available on the summit and other conversations, like conversations, are available. They're available. So they're available on our website. They're available. We actually have a Facebook, International Black Summit Inc. So you could get a hold of us in the Facebook pages. We also have a page in Facebook that is there's a couple of pages. There's the International Black Summit, and then there's a Black Youth Summit, so there are a few pages. So come check us out. Come like us. We always like to you to come by and give a shout out or say hello or put in a comment. You might see something that is worth commenting. There's all of that. There's all of that that's available. So we're here to really give you an idea of empowerment. We're looking to empower you. We're looking to support you in the projects that you're up to. Really work with you, and get you some clarity around your vision. We want your vision to be fulfilled. We want your vision to be acknowledged and accepted and fulfilled. It's really what we're talking about. So we're here for that. This is what we do. This is why we do this work. This is why we're here on a weekly basis. Having those conversations. Having the conversations that are going to make a difference for you. Asking you what you're working on. Asking you why you're working on things. Asking you what is your plan. Asking you what is it going to take to get to the next level. So, all of those are the things that we're talking about. All of those are the things that we are up to. And so, again, that's why we invite you to the www.blacksummit.org to really engage in that conversation and to engage in the possibility of what life is. What are you working on? What do you have? What are you looking to gain? You know, what's your dream? You know, what's your dream? What's your plan? What is your purpose here on the planet? Is your purpose just to live and let live? Or are you here, specific, measurable item, possibility that only you are here to do, that the planet, that you're here to fulfill on the planet? So, that's what I'm talking about. We're looking to inspire you, inspire ourselves around that conversation. And we're not interested in letting go this whole new Jim Crow conversation. We want lots of things to take place. But what we want to do is to empower you and to support you in having what you need. You know, what are the tools that you need? What are the things that are important to you to get those things happening? You know, why and what do you need? So, if you're out there, you would like to call in and we could talk about this a little bit, that would be fine. We have distinctions at the International Black Summit. Clearing. No right way to be. No out there. The cavalry isn't coming. So those are just a couple of the distinctions that we use to support ourselves in our project management, in our deliberate ability to keep truing ourselves to the conversation that we need to true ourselves around in terms of purpose and vision. And we are hopeful, we are very hopeful that you will find that out for yourself, because we think that that's a very important piece. Because once you find that out for yourself, then there's certain actions that take place consistent with that for you. So looking at your purpose and your vision are key to what's going to have you be fulfilled and what's going to get you to the next level. Hey, Henrietta, welcome to the call. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Just opened up your mic, and I'm good. And just been talking about a lot of different things tonight. Acknowledging as we're wrapping down, you know, Women's Month. So we talked a little bit about that, and I actually talked about some of the matriarchs in my family, and we talked a little bit about the new Jim Crow and how they are creating old but new way of being around controlling people and taking away people's rights and privileges. Talked about how they're planning for the capacity building of the prisons based on the second and third grade reading scores of Black, male, and Latino youth. And the last part that we've been talking about is just, you know, getting clear for yourself what your vision and your purpose is. Yeah, your unique vision and purpose that you're here to contribute to the planet. Because that's part of what we are in support of here at the International Black Summit. So those are the things that we've been, you know, kind of chewing on and talking about as the night has progressed. So how have you been?
I've been really good. I had a really wonderful day today. Spent time with my family in Michigan, and today's my daughter's birthday, and, you know, so we had just a good time just getting off the road and everything. But we were having this, we were in this conversation on the way back about this new information. I sent you the information. I don't know if you received it or not while we were in the conversation, but it was about this new study, or not study, but these statistics that have come up to show that, and I'm not perfectly sure about these percentages, but there's a very large number of students that are being suspended from preschool. There's even a larger number of African-American students that are being suspended from preschool. So I don't have any information on it. As of yet, I was just listening to this conversation on the way back, and but I think it's something that we need to address. Most of the conversation, I'm trying to think, in the car with a business person, an entrepreneur. Kind of, retired business person, retired educator, an entrepreneur, and a minister, okay? And so in that discussion, you know, and like I said, only the business person had all the facts. They had actually listened to Operation Push yesterday, and that's where the information came from.
Okay.
And so it's probably something that, you know, we could pull up or whatever and discuss at another time. But when you have preschoolers that are being suspended, the question that Jonathan Jackson asked was, that's Jesse's son, and Jesse was out, so Jonathan was the speaker yesterday. He asked, is the problem the children, or do the children have a problem? And that was how he put it, you know. And so then that's how our discussion began. So I would really like to get some more information on it and talk about it. But we kind of went there because we have four different ways of looking, and I would say two different generations talking about it and what it looks like from an educator's, a retired educator's perspective. And did the system, is the system giving children what they require? Have they looked at the kind of student that they have now and what their needs are? Or are the are we still trying to educate students in a way that worked for children that came from two-parent homes and from a certain class, economic class? Are we still using the same programs? You know, we talked about that. We talked about no matter how many programs you create, if the parent isn't involved, then you're always going to have a particular kind of student. You know, it was also brought up that if there's no spark in the individual, it doesn't matter what. You know, so there were all of these different kinds of, you know, conversations about it. So I would like, you know, for us to really kind of take a look at that, because it even took us to people get here, you know. Do we choose our parents, you know, that theory, do we choose to be placed here? was another thing that was brought up. And if we choose to come here, then we've chosen to come through people who can fit our needs based on the spiritual, quote-unquote, spiritual journey that we're on. A really great conversation. A lot of things, you know, that came up about it. And there's the, you know, it also took to the racism experiences that we all had with our children, putting our children in the best schools that we could find, you know, and having to deal with it, and what, and how do you train your child to deal with racism, you know, at whatever age, you know. And in our particular situation, we had to deal with it at six, you know, 6 years old, like dealing with it with our children. And, you know, how do you do that? So there was this really great communication about this subject. It brought up a lot of really good information. That I think we could take a look at another, you know, on one of our other shows.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
Well,
it's interesting because yesterday was my daughter's birthday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I shared that early on the show.
Uh-huh.
She turned 29. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Happy birthday to her. And congratulations to you. I always congratulate the parents.
Congratulations to you and your daughter. Absolutely.
Thank you. So, thank you.
That's pretty special stuff there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I'm trying to see, was there anything else I wanted to share that, you know, the summit, the National Black Summit, a virtual summit share yesterday. And so there'll be more and more of those going on as we get closer to going to Belize. And it's interesting. I love the way the universe works because it's like every week I meet someone from Belize. And you know, it's like supply and demand or cause and effect, you know. So that's just great. I'm meeting more and more people from that community, you know. And so we will make the connections that we, you know, that we need to make. But we do invite everyone to go to blacksummit.org and take a look at what's going on. Let us know what you're up to and join our network at blacksummit.org. You know, if you have certain topics that you would like to talk about, you know, just let us know. Shoot us an email. We have one more week of March, and you know, so if you have a special person, female person that you would like for us to acknowledge, let us know, and we will be more than happy to, you know, have a conversation with you and feature them on the show after we have the conversation with you next week. And it's not like the last week that we can acknowledge women. That's not what I'm saying. But we just do a special acknowledgement for women. And, you know, like there's so many things that the women, oh, my God, do. And it's not that men don't do them, but it's just that we're acknowledging women this particular time. I did a memorial service yesterday for a friend of mine, his mother, Sean, you know, is on with us often.
Sean, yeah.
His mom made her transition, and the memorial service was yesterday. and just an incredible story, incredible story. And I left her with acknowledgement of who she is. Just an incredible, incredible woman, just crossed barriers, you know, just really crossed a whole lot of barriers and raised two of the finest men ever. And so, you know, I'll share more about the things that she had to do to get to where she, you know, to climb to the heights that she reached in her life, was just, I mean, just a wonderful, wonderful story of a woman, you know, and a woman who, not by herself, but made a great choice in a husband and raised two boys in the city of Chicago, you know. And so that's, you know, the thing that we'll share later on. Let me see. And I would just say, because we have just a couple of more minutes, that one of the things that I'm present to, Glenn, is my capacity to trust my life, to trust my life. I'm, you know, like sacred communication was my theme last year. This year is trust my life. And I'm really encouraging everyone to just trust your life, just step it up a notch, you know, in the things that have occurred in your life, to trust that they occurred for good reason, not to break you down, not to take you out of the game, but to make you strong, you know. But we have to trust. We have to trust, whether we believe or not, we have to trust. And when we trust, we will have experiences. And then those experiences will allow us to develop a stronger belief system or a stronger way of trusting our lives. And we can trust the life that we've been given and change things that we don't like that are occurring in our life, because then we'll take on the responsibility and the powerfulness of the beings that we are. But we have to trust that we can, and that what we choose will work for us. And when it doesn't work, we have the power to change. And so we are always working, you know, on ourselves to be greater at what we do. Glenn, I'll give it back to you. About a minute left now. Well, would be my closing remarks.
That's the perfect conversation to end the night on. As we look, as we pursue that which we're here to deliver on. You know, each of us does have that special gift, and the opportunity is for us to discover what that gift is and to deliver it to the world, because it's only for us. It's only the gift that we can deliver to the world. No one else can deliver it for us, and it's through us that God is using us to contribute to that conversation of life. And so it's important for us to clear ourselves and to get clear and to be able to know what that is and be that. So I'm looking forward to these future conversations. I'm looking forward to all of what's possible going forward. So with that, I say good night and God bless to all of our listeners out there. We love you. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sharing this conversation and listening powerfully. Back to you, Henry.
Good night. Good night and God bless.
Good night and God bless.